roaches when the light come on. That motherfucker walk out, don't nobody know what happened. He still bring, he still bring.
You had a blog, we had Berettas, ayy. Couldn't buy no birds, we fly together, ayy. How was every single rapper been a dope, man?
How's it going, fellas?
It's going.
Fantasy team not doing well. The fucking Eagles.
My fantasy's not doing well because of fucking injuries. You know who my quarterback is? Russell Wilson. Not ideal.
Yeah, you were smart.
You know, my fantasy isn't doing well either. You want to know why?
Are you not playing?
Because I'm on a podcast.
Should we turn this into a fantasy podcast and just make your life better?
We could. Take off your shirt.
Not that kind of fantasy.
No.
Who should I start? Keenan Allen or Tyreek Hill? King, go.
Well, he's always going to say Tyreek. It has been a shitty week to be an Oakland A's fan. Yeah, didn't think the Oakland A's would come up this week, did you?
I mean, no. Is there a different kind of week?
Well, Ray Fosse died of cancer. 16-year battle with cancer. That sucks. Really cool guy, really cool color analyst for the TV broadcast. He's the guy who got ran over by Pete Rose in the All-Star game. That guy.
Yeah.
Then Manfred comes out in a news availability thing and says the chances of the A's staying in Oakland are pretty much non-existent because of their inability to get, I think it was like $800 million in infrastructure from the city of Oakland. Like the A's weren't able to get that, and so that's basically it. He's like, they need a new stadium now or they're moving. Not in those words, but that's basically what he was saying. And so it could mean Portland. It probably probably means Vegas.
Yeah, right.
It could mean Portland. It definitely means Las Vegas.
Yes. I mean, I kind of gave up on that Portland dream like 6 months ago when they said the A's declined to visit because of all the homeless people and rioting in the street.
He visited.
And they haven't been back. So
the A's president did visit Portland. He did visit.
Once. Okay.
He visited once. Yes.
Once, he's been to Vegas, I think, six times.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm just saying.
If you're a president of a major sports organization, I use major in quotes, you go to Vegas a few times. It is what it is.
Well, I think then you combo that with the Tampa Bay saying they might want to split home games in Montreal and Tampa. That's another not good sign that team would go to Portland, which I mean, we always
That's the other team Manfred mentioned this week was Tampa. He's like, they don't need it as like vitally as Oakland does, but it needs to get done soon.
They just need to get that team out of there because game one of the divisional series, there might have been 40% fans there.
There was an Oakland A's crowd there.
Yes. And this was a playoff game though too.
Yeah. I saw the A's had like under 5,000 six times down the stretch. And it's like they weren't very good down the stretch, but still. Under 5,000 people is not.
But in fairness, I feel like the A's always play every single game. The A's play is Wednesday at 1:00.
Yeah, and
it could be a Friday, and they're still playing Wednesday at 1:00. Right.
I was reading about
the
this
West Coast
too.
Team 7.
Yeah,
they're just every team's getaway game.
100%. I was reading about this too. I guess they're playing the what the Sonics did before they moved. They are like, they're making it hard for teams to go for fans to go to games. So they're like, they were not very good towards the end. They have a crappy stadium, but then they're raising ticket prices for next year. And so then when they raise ticket prices and fans don't go, then you blame attendance on the reason that you move, which is exactly
Absolutely.
What the Sonics did. So they're playing that right now. Like, the chances of Oakland being, or the A's being in Oakland in like 2 years is basically non-existent at this point, which sucks.
So they're like,
the A's in Oakland.
They're going to reverse Rachel Phelps in Major League, where, you know, they're not trying to, you know, demolish the actual team itself.
They're playing. They actually went out and got players this year. Yeah, pretty much. All right, that's enough A's talk.
Would you have demolished Rachel Phelps?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Without question. Without question. I don't know. At that point, we're talking like the 90s. So what, we're in like high school. I'm like, there's no demolishing going on.
In fairness, I think we were in like elementary school when Major League came out.
All right, that's not ideal. All right, that's not what we're talking about.
No, we're talking about her character.
I think I was like
her personality.
Five years old.
But I do need to find some prop guy somewhere has that Stanbor cutout of her with removable pieces. Somebody has it, and I need to get my hands on it.
It's got to be in like a Hall of Fame or something somewhere, right? It has
should
to
be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, honestly.
Yeah, or the Movie Hall of Fame. I think they have one of those too.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God for the cardboard cutout.
Giants Dodgers talk. I can't. The Dodgers are awesome. I get it. They won 107 games. I don't want to watch them. So please, Dodgers win. I don't need to see Brandon.
Giants win?
The Giants.
I don't want the Giants to win. I want the Dodgers to win. Yeah.
Oh, so you hate the Dodgers? You hate the Giants?
They're boring. They're boring. Okay. I don't need to see 40-year-old Evan Longoria and a Brandon. It could be a belt or it could be a Crawford. I don't really know. They might be the same guy. I don't need to see them. I'm over them. I was done with them in like 2010.
It's the same team. This team is playing exactly the same in those World Series, just boring offense, and they just get amazing pitching performances to win 1-0. Yeah.
This Webb guy has given up like one run in like 14 innings against the Dodgers.
Yeah,
the actor from Breaking Bad and Fargo, he's shoving for the Giants this postseason.
That's a lot of baseball talk we're ripping off here.
Who is the Webb guy for the Diamondbacks? Brandon Webb. Brandon Webb in disguise for the Giants? 2008 Brandon Webb.
Oh, there was a 3-year run of Brandon Webb that was just filthy.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had his run. Is there a more boring player who's like the face of a franchise than Buster Posey? Like, he is the most vanilla personality player.
Oh, Derek Jeter.
Yeah, but Jeter was dating models. Like, wow. I mean, Jeter was going out like to clubs and dating like supermodels. Like, he was doing okay. Buster Posey's like, he settled down like in high school or something. He's like,
say Mike Trout, maybe.
Okay. Trout's like, there's a debate there. There's also a debate that Trout is the face of the franchise now.
Yeah, I would say he is no longer the face of the franchise.
Yep.
No, that got turned away real quick.
Yes, it did.
About 3 weeks into the fucking season. Just
he misses one season due to injury and he is immediately out. All right. So how about some Blazers before we do football?
Why?
I was hoping we were going to never talk about the Blazers again.
Yeah, what is there to talk about?
Neil Everett's the only thing plausible. Yeah,
that's one thing.
Neil
Everett gets hired by the Blazers. I have no idea what he's going to do for them. I don't think they said.
It said road games, pregame, halftime, and postgame show for road games only.
Oh, yeah. So he's replacing like the Jordan Kent role before Jordan Kent did the play-by-play.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Right.
But okay. Just for road games.
Just roadies.
Wait, so he's not doing home games?
Nope.
Who's doing home games?
They announced it. I think it's like Brooke Olsendam and like Michael Holton or something.
Yeah, Holton, I think, yeah.
I mean, you guys see my face. I'm not making any noise, but why?
Like, well, because Neil Everett is at a point.
Is he calling the shots?
Where he negotiated less days at ESPN, but still needed to find a very easy avenue to make six figures. Mm. So we figured 41 road games. Why not?
And road games, after, he can just do that from home.
He's not even leaving LA. He's doing
and stay home to do it.
He's doing it from LA.
All right. All right.
Again, so we, you know, you're talking about the Oakland A's leaving.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, but the Portland Trailblazers are owned by someone who lives in Seattle with an ownership group that lives in Seattle. They recently rehired a play-by-play man in Kevin Calabro, who lives in Seattle. And hey, the part-time road guy lives in LA. Boy, Blazer fans, feel really good about your future.
Homegrown.
They really care about Portland. 503, stand up. Let's go. What you got, Gresham? I want to see you. Tiger, stand up. Rip City, baby. Beaverton, I want it all. Where are you at, Milwaukee?
Milwaukee. You know what's fucked up when Russell Wilson cares more about Portland than the the owners of the Portland Trail Blazers? Oh, shit. No, like, one of the reasons I wanted to bring up the Blazers, though, is because apparently the Sixers offered Simmons for CJ. And, you know, we had talked about that a whole bunch. And so I figured I'd at least, like, do the full circle, because the offer actually happened and the Blazers said no because they wanted more draft picks in the deal.
I mean, it was a bad deal. The Blazers should have taken it. It was like six picks, all first round, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was it wasn't a good offer.
I love how Philly say, oh, we're really trying to trade.
They weren't.
If you look at any offer, no.
Yeah.
That's just say, hey, Ben, look at man, we made an effort. You know, it didn't work out. So come back and play.
If you're the Nets, like, so
see,
because that's the thing now is because the report came out that the Nets and the Sixers had the Kyrie for Simmons trade thing.
Well, see, I'm afraid that somehow Kyrie ends up in Portland because he's such a distressed asset. And does not want to play and cannot play and blah, blah, blah. But somehow CJ gets flipped for Kyrie. I know it's not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
But it just.
Could you imagine a move that would piss off Blazer fans more than trading CJ for Kyrie Irving?
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Like,
again, it won't happen.
You could trade for Andrew Wiggins, who's actually not good at basketball. There's the one rep to it.
Hey, at least he got vaxxed up, though.
He did, so. Because he wasn't going to turn that money down. Shit.
Yeah. Kyrie's not either. Like, let's kind of be honest here. He might sit out a couple of weeks. But he's he's going to get tired of waiting for New York to change their policy. Mm. He's not turning down $36 million this year.
What date are you putting on him? 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in?
I'll say before Thanksgiving.
Before Thanksgiving?
Nick Bosa did the same thing Wiggins did. I remember he had his press conference where he was like, yeah, I'm just kind of not sure about it yet. And everybody was just like, you fucking idiot. Like, get vaccinated, you moron. Like, the whole team's vaccinated. What are you doing? He's like, okay, I guess I'll just go get vaccinated then. And he went and got vaccinated. That's exactly how Bosa talks, by the way. Oh, yeah, I guess I'll just go get vaccinated. That's cool.
But there is a difference there. It's just that Bosa's, he's elite, but he's just, you know, he's just a guy off the edge. He's like, a dummy. Whatever. He's a dummy. He's a meathead. It's football. Kyrie, granted, in my opinion, he's clearly the number three guy on that team, but he's still a $36 million, you know, a year number three. He's got some clout. He carries a little bit more weight than just some meathead edge rusher.
Bosa is killing it this year, by the way. If they didn't have him, they would be, oh boy. Football sucks so far. I hate football.
Agreed.
I hate it. Your team is on the struggle bus, my friend.
Yeah, like, what? They'll be fine.
Super Bowl teams 2 years ago. What the hell happened?
Yeah, they'll be fine. I mean, their defense is atrocious, but their turnover luck is really bad.
Niners,
like every ball that gets batted in the air, somehow a diving guy intercepts it. So
I feel that plus, way with my team too.
And plus, can we just back it up with Duck fans and the Chargers? Like, can we just back it up a little bit? Herbert is really good. He's amazing. Really good.
Yeah.
He's easily top 10. There's a debate top 5.
I could see it. Yep.
He's
right
not
now.
Number one. What are we doing? Did you watch?
Oh, wait. Like, people are saying he's the best quarterback in the NFL?
Well, because I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm catching these strays from just random people I don't talk to. Tell me how Mahomes is washed and Herbert's, you know, the best. And I kind of would be like, guys, Herbert's awesome. Herbert's going to be good. Or not going to be good. He is good.
He is good. Yeah.
But let's just look at the Chargers a little bit closer.
Well,
they're
the
like
thing is,
they keep winning.
Beyond the Chiefs, there's Tom Brady is still playing. Aaron Rodgers is still playing.
Lamar Jackson is still playing.
Cut it out. I'd probably put him above Lamar.
Carson Wentz.
I'm literally just saying if you want the top, there's never been a top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL that are better than right now. Because like when Montana and Marino were running it, you were like, oh, who's number 3? Jeff Hostetler. You
know, Elway, just, probably. But yeah.
I see Randall Cunningham. Yeah.
But the top 5 now is really good. Like, Josh Allen finished 2nd in the MVP last year. I mean, it's really good.
But that's
and eventually, my thing with the Chargers is they keep winning these close games, right? That's never really a recipe of, like, success. But the stat is they're 7 of 8 on 4th downs in the 4th quarter this year. Guys, that's not going to continue.
No.
I mean, their defense isn't great either.
Yeah, they gave like 600 yards last week. And
but I think this is more of a football team because football is the leader in delusional young talent. I mean, baseball, that no one gives a shit about anyone. So, but basketball, I mean, you got to really be good for people to like pump you up against like the best in the NBA at the time. I mean, Zion's probably one of the bigger freaks we've seen in the last 5+ years.
But he's fatter than I am now.
Yeah,
constantly hurt.
Yeah, but I mean, he's never talked about even in the top 10 of the best players.
Oh God!
But football, you get a young kid out there for 4 or 5 games, or you know, in Herbert's case, about a season now. Football fans love to throw out willy nilly things like he's the best.
One of my biggest pet peeves is like college fans who lob on to NFL teams because players join them. It's like, I root for Herbert. It's cool. But like talking shit as if you've been a fan of a team for more than 6 months is one of the most annoying things I ever see. And I hate it so much.
See, like I didn't have a problem with it when people glommed on to Mariota.
It's really easy to separate the two things for me. Like when LaMichael James joined the 49ers and was terrible, I was like, fuck LaMichael James.
Yeah, he's bad.
He sucks. Like, I don't want him on my team. He's a bum. I remember I said that on the radio. I called LaMichael James a bum and I got shit for it. Like, people in Eugene were mad about it. Go figure. But it was like, he's a bum. He doesn't do anything for my NFL team. He was awesome at Oregon. Man, I loved watching him with the Ducks. He's terrible in the NFL. Fuck him. Get him off my team. It was a wasted draft pick.
I didn't care. I did not care about DeAnthony Thomas. He was good in a little bit of a role for a year.
Average.
And then his second year in Kansas City, you want to know who took his place everywhere? Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, yep.
And you want to know what DeAnthony Thomas did after that? Just give Tyreek high fives when he ran the ball back.
Occasionally return kicks.
But see, my thing to your earlier point about glomming on to the college player, when people did it with Marcus and the Titans, okay, everyone loved Marcus. Go ahead. I don't want to watch a game with the Titans, but you can do what you want. Not that I was rooting against Marcus, but didn't care. I have a real fucking problem with this Herbert stuff. Because you want to know what? People wanted Justin Herbert benched on his senior day. And these are the same people. Like, oh, I love the Chargers. Lightning up. It's me, Bolt Boy. No, you want to know what? You didn't really like him in college either. I don't want to hear it. I got accused of being a Herbert homer when he was in college. I was like, wow, that 7-yard out when he's falling down, that's going to keep him in the NFL. People are like, it's boring. He sucks. Well, I guess I was right. Fuck you. Like, I'm kind of over these people that are seriously doing it. Don't get me wrong. I retweet Herbert stuff. I think it's great that he's doing well. But come on. Some of you guys are just, it's too much. You didn't like him in college. Don't like him now. You don't like the Chargers. And you didn't like him in Oregon. What are you doing?
From your perspective, too, like, that's a team that's in your team's division. And so, so I can't imagine being in the position as an NFL fan of Justin Herbert joining the Seahawks and then me suddenly rooting for the Seahawks. Like, I would, if I were put in that position and I started, like, thinking that way, I would hope one of my friends would, like, slap me and take all my Niners gear from me because you're excommunicated, bro. Like, you're done. You need to be able to separate the two. I've never understood how people can't do that. Like, again, my viewing of Herbert now is like, he's in the AFC. My team's in the NFC. Like, cool. Like, I see highlights. It's like, fuck, that's awesome. Like, dude from Eugene is killing it. That's fantastic. Fuck the Chargers. I don't care about the Chargers. Like, really? I'm going to root for I don't care if boo Chargers. Yay, Justin Herbert. Boo fucking Chargers. Like, there will never be a time in my life when I will care about the Chargers.
I bought a Herbert Chargers jersey on draft night.
Wow, look at you.
Because Homer. I was being a contrarian because no one thought he'd be fucking good and no one fucking cared about the Chargers. I can't, not that I would ever really wear it, whatever. But like, I can't do it now because I'm like, oh my God. That's an
expensive statement, by the way.
Not a jersey. It was a jersey. So it was only like $50.
All right. I was going to say, you're dropping like $150 on a jersey.
Nah, I'm not a jersey guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might find some money on the secondary market, on eBay.
It just cracks me up now that people are laughing at me for buying the Chargers jersey. And now everyone, has bolt up in their, profile. Just
flags on their front porch.
Yeah.
Is this mostly because the team is entertaining, at least we'll say, because they do score a lot of points.
They're fun to watch. Absolutely. So
you think that's a bigger reason why people are glomming on to this team? Because if this was, I was just complaining about the Eagles. If this was the Eagles, they're scoring 8-17 points a game and looking awful. Sneaking out wins still. I don't think there's going to be that much, hub for fucking Herbert like it is now.
And let's also point out the fact that he has Williams and Allen as his wide receivers. If my team had Williams and Allen as their wide receivers, my quarterback might not be as shitty as he is. Probably.
He'd still get hurt.
He would definitely get hurt, but that's not the point. Coming in as a rookie and having Keenan Allen, who is one of the most underrated wide receivers in the last decade, as your lead guy, it helps. So, let's give some credit to that.
Well, but did nobody watch the Chargers before and watch Phil Rivers throw for like 10,000 yards a season with the most two guys?
Just call him Phil Richards.
I was going to call him Phil Richards.
I feel like he looks – Philip Rivers looks more like a Phil Richards than Philip Rivers.
He does.
That one year he had an Indy got me jaded on him now. So
he's got nine kids. He is definitely a Phil Richards.
Is that like his Joey Freshwater alter ego?
It is, man.
He puts on a fake goatee and goes out clubbing. Oh, fantastic. All right. We should probably talk about the Gruden thing, right? I mean, since we're on NFL. So humongous fucking story.
I just want to say that I vehemently disagree with the language that John Gruden put out in his emails.
What did Carr say today? I love the man, hate the sin. Like,
love the man, hate the sin. If we're still in our feelings, it's Wednesday. We got a game to play.
Jesus Christ.
See, the love the man, hate the sin thing. it's kind of a loaded deal because it's kind of a cop out for religious people. Oh, my teammate, Carl Nassib, love the man, hate the sin. Go get that sack though, but please don't high five me. Please, don't ever look at me in the shower.
Right. I want to find the one circumstance where it's hate the man, love the sin. That's what I'm going to try to find.
What? Yeah. Hate the man, love the sin. That is a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Hate the man, love the sin. Yeah. I mean, I've had problems with waiters before. OJ?
Yeah? You're saying you love the sin? Wait a minute.
Yeah, hate the man, love the sin.
Is Trump a good example of that?
Ooh.
Is that too real? I don't know.
This is a left-wing podcast, remember.
No, it's not. It's the opposite of that. First of all, you're messing with the formula, dude. Cut it out.
Sorry.
Yeah, someone needs to say how Gruden got railroaded, like, now.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
you want to keep on the right side.
Listeners, if you come up with some good hate the man, love the sins, at TSB Pod, at TSB Ski, at Joe Romney, I would love to get some of those. So Gruden is gone for now. Can you see him getting hired back to coach a college team? The NFL seems to be out.
Nah, I think he's done.
Is this the thing that gets him into college? Because I could see a college team hiring him. Like 5 years down the road.
Sure. A group of five school. Why not?
I sent a text to one of my buddies saying how, you know, if he just would have gone after one group of people to, you know, go after,
it's impressive.
He would have probably found another job coaching fairly soon, but you can't just attack everyone and expect to get another job quick.
If he entered the hate dome with a sniper rifle and just silently that one group, walked into a crowded room with an AR and just sprayed. Brow. Hate, vomit.
I'm gonna run through like the itemized list that Gruden put out in these emails. So he was emailing with Bruce Allen, owner of the Washington football team. He got racist about DeMaurice Smith and then social justice, essentially. He said Eric Reed should be fired for taking a knee. He got homophobic about Michael Sam being drafted, which is, of course, ironic because the only other openly gay NFL player in NFL history is on his roster. He got sexist about female refs. Also sent naked pictures and pictures of the Washington cheerleaders in those emails as well.
Boobs.
Yeah. And then said a bunch of all of the above slurs about Roger Goodell. So all the slurs that are involved with those other groups that I mentioned before, he used those against Roger Goodell. And then said the owner of the Bucks should blow him. So
that one could be kind of inclusive. Just saying.
That's true.
That's kind of a curveball. It's kind of a curveball that he wants like Malcolm Glazer to blow.
One of these things is not like the others. Yeah. One of these things just doesn't belong.
I just love how, like I said, he just went and sprayed hate everywhere. Where he was even like, safety precautions.
Yeah.
Why are you even wearing helmets? God damn it. This is football.
He was an employee with ESPN at the time of the emails, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that matter?
I think if it would have just been the first, the DeMaurice Smith thing, mm-hmm. he probably would have survived. But like,
well, I mean, look at Tony Dungy. He's been fairly openly anti-gay.
But he's out of the league now.
But he's working for ESPN, isn't
he? Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm saying when Gruden was, too.
NBC, right. But yeah.
NBC Act.
But like Gruden probably, well, okay, obviously there were some lawyers involved because he's not walking away from $70 million or whatever it is. But he probably knew deep down that he could no longer lead a team. Like, you could have a player who punches a wife in the stomach and causes a miscarriage and goes to jail for 2 years. You can have that. But I don't know what, he's just a wide receiver. He's just whatever. Coaches, I mean, they got a lead. He knew.
They got a lead of a wide variety of human beings, including that only active gay player in the NFL, and including a whole bunch of black people.
And he's also, and all coaches are, infinitely more replaceable than the talent. I mean, Tyreek Hill, Antonio Brown, the list goes on. You want to know what? Not a lot of people are as good as them. You want to know what? I can get someone to run Spider 2 Y Banana. I just can't. I mean, Nick Sirianni and Dan Campbell, and I mean, coaches in the NFL aren't really that great. So, I mean, look at Bill Belichick. He lost the quarterback, and now they're a 6-1 team.
Turnover for NFL coaches is really insane. It really is. By the way, like my coach, I look at Shanahan as a really good NFL head coach, like a really good offensive coach, yada, yada, yada. His win percentage is like 30%. Like he had a rough start, took the team to the Super Bowl because they were all healthy, had a whole bunch of injuries last year, has a whole bunch of injuries this year. But, you know, fact of the matter is win percentage is god awful. He's like one of the worst coaches in 49ers history if you're looking at win percentage.
Worse than Jim Tom Sula.
They didn't give Tom Sula a chance, man. They should have. They got to give him 3 years, man. Let him play out that contract.
Dennis Erickson.
Yeah, Dennis Erickson. Ooh. Oh my god, forgot about that. Oh, such a stain. So many stains on that gold walkway. Ay.
But whenever I see Kyle Shanahan,
yeah,
I think of that Avril Lavigne song, where it's like,
which one?
He was a boy,
skater boy.
Yeah, skater boy.
He was a skater boy.
Cannot make it any more obvious. I have noticed this year he's kind of ditched the Etnies and DC hat look.
Yeah, he doesn't wear the Yeezys anymore.
Yeah, it's a little
yeah. By the way, you know the president thing where like the president goes in and he's like this young spry dude, maybe not Biden, but he's like this young spry dude and he's got all this energy and then he comes out like gray hair, balding, just a mess of a human. Like, look at Shanahan right now. Oh my god, he is haggard. He is so tired of life right now.
That's the gift of being an NFL coach that looks like Andy Reid. Yeah. Andy Reid has looked the same for 20 years.
20?
Overweight, dude, balding with a bad mustache.
You've seen the videos, dude. He looked like that in elementary school.
I know. It's amazing.
Andy Reid came out of the womb with like a Wilford Brimley mustache and...
He's looked like heart disease since 1985, and it just keeps working for him.
Remember, there was like that kid's Halloween costume where he was Andy Reid. That been Andy Reid as a child. All right, let's go back to early 2000s Avril Lavigne talk, though.
Oh boy, okay, what you got?
Well, are we going to go Skater Boy? Are we going to go Complicated? What? There's got to be a number one Avril song. Because that was... Well,
you give me your top three, and then I'll give you an answer.
Well, just Skater Boy 1, 2, and 3. Because she was like the first time with the chick rocking the tie.
Oh, it was a great look. Absolutely, 100%. Like, both of us are Googling.
No, see, I do think Skater Boy is number one. Complicated is 2. But Skater Boy is pretty good because she worked in the 8 in the skater.
Oh, yeah.
Boy was spelled with an I. She was an early adopter of boy with an I.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like I said, that the tie,
the tie,
in the kind of grunge look with it. Some formative years there in like early 2000s.
She's our age too, guys.
And she was married to like fucking Nickelback guy, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So kind of.
You're not helping your case here.
Well,
Skater Boy, and Complicated, and Smile. I don't remember Smile. What's Smile?
Was she the one? Was Avril Lavigne the one where there was that big old like conspiracy theory that she was dead?
She died.
Yep. Replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love those conspiracy theories. Oh,
yeah. There's a conspiracy that she died and was replaced by like a doppelganger who's just living out her life for some reason. By the way, why?
That makes sense to the doppelganger would marry Chad Kroeger of Nickelback. So
I think maybe my favorite like dumb conspiracy theory like in show business stuff was that Marilyn Manson was actually Paul Pfeiffer. I don't really know why, the guy from the Wonder Years.
Oh,
Kevin Arnold's friend.
Kevin, that's fantastic. I'd never heard that before.
You never heard that? Oh. That was a whole thing. Yeah,
that's so good.
It's kind of mean to him because it was just that kid's complexion was so pale.
He was just pale.
It's like it's just like pale and skinny. It's like, oh,
yeah,
that has to be Marilyn Manson.
Man, I saw a picture like around the internet in the last couple of weeks of Marilyn Manson. Do you guys see that too?
I have not. I hear he's rather problematic now.
He looks like a 70-year-old grandma. Like, not great. Like, he does not look like he's in a very good way. But
well, you know, when you dance with the devil.
But like, I think the fact was that he did his hair and was wearing like jewelry like an old grandma too. So that didn't really help the case. I don't know if he did that on purpose or he was just like.
There's some new fashion trend we're missing with like Fred Durst, like going kind of old guy style. And
yeah. And then Marilyn Manson goes old lady style. I guess. Why not, man? You know what? Like you reach that age, like you just don't give a shit anymore. Mm-hmm. I can respect it. Throw on a dress and some pumps. Put in some big earrings. Like, why not?
Why not?
Man, Marilyn Manson 2021 is like a whole trip if you Google image it. Because, you're like, oh, that's Marilyn Manson. And then you're like, oh, that's Paul Pfeiffer. And then you're like, oh, that's Jared Leto in Joker. Oh, that's an old woman doing the Mike Myers, I'm the clamped. SNL skit.
Exactly.
Like, no, that
he totally looked like coffee.
This
talk
guy's
lady.
Got talent.
He's got
a real
range.
Chameleon. Marilyn Manson
totally looks like coffee talk lady.
Wow.
Cool. We'll talk. No big whoop.
No big whoop.
It's awesome. Yeah, that's a good point. He's got like very many different looks, and one of them happens to be old lady.
Hold up.
I just found out that Snopes says that image is fake.
Oh,
that's just
devastating.
Yeah, that kind of ruins my evening, guys. I gotta say.
Did you guys ever like a Marilyn Manson song?
The beautiful people.
I will say the guitar was pretty good on that song. I didn't really like that song.
I think that's the only
couldn't
song.
Name
I
another
know.
Song, but
no, nope. That's
Candle.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was okay. It had its time.
The beautiful people.
Perfect for when it came out.
It's actually all I know from that song. Now I think about it.
It's the only song we know, and that's all we know from it.
Yeah. Da-na-na.
5 seconds is all we know of Marilyn Manson's whole career.
Yeah.
All right, before we get into lines and trivia and what else? I feel like I'm missing something else. The list. Yeah.
The list.
Before we get into that, so Oregon plays Cal tomorrow or today, or they just played Cal, depending on when you're listening to this. The only thing I want to bring up about that is regarding our conversation about Anthony Brown from last week and, you know, how, you know, we all basically feel that we have seen what we are going to see from Anthony Brown, and it is not good enough if you are a top 10 team and trying to win a national championship. And the time to make a move is now. I would just like to point to the Oklahoma and Texas game last week. If you guys watch that, lots and lots of points scored for both teams. Oklahoma ended up coming back and winning on like the last play of the game on a running play from 30 yards out. Holy shit, Texas played an ounce of defense. But the point I'm bringing that up is Caleb Williams comes in for Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler, I mean, if you look around the country coming into this year, Spencer Rattler is like one of the more sure thing, like
I thought he was preseason Heisman favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. So. One of the more sure thing players in college football. He was struggling and he got benched, and the guy who came in for him killed it. And you know what? Reports this week, he's going to start this weekend because he killed it. That's how fucking sports works. Like, especially if you're at a high level, if you're in college high level, if you're in like the NFL, certainly, if you're in pro sports, certainly. If you struggle, you lose your job. That's just the way it is in sports. Like, you can save that feel good, like needing to make friends stuff for high school. Or if you, you know, I was going to say if you play for Montana, but Montana beat Washington this year. So maybe that's not, yeah, anyway. But you know what I mean? It's like this like loyalty to a sixth year senior who has barely been with the program as long as Ty Thompson has. I mean, a year more, like that's not roughly that much. Just because he's 30 years old doesn't mean he's been with the program a long time. It's like, put the guy in.
Well, it's more of what is Cristobal's breaking point here?
Talked about last week. Like, what is it going to take?
Are you guys expecting if Brown struggles for the first half again, that he will actually make a move this week?
If he struggles against Cal, like, who's he not going to struggle against? Like, honestly, Stanford's not that great defensively. Stony Brook's not good defensively. Arizona's not good defensively. Who's he gonna be good against? You know,
what's the thing? A player can have, you know, a game or two that's off. You know, any player could have that. But when it's every game, and especially like every first half, he's especially bad in the first half.
Can't throw the ball past 15 yards, like. You kind of need to do that, especially with Verdell out now. You have to throw the football. If he can't do it,
can't do it.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
By the way, Oregon legend Cody Bellinger drives in a run to give the Dodgers the lead in the ninth. King and I were just talking about pride of George Horton, Cody Bellinger.
A little RSBI for old belly right there.
There you go. all right, let's go ahead.
There's my first hate the guy, love the sin. I don't like Cody Bellinger, but I love that he swings as hard as he fucking can every pitch.
He does not cheat himself.
Nope.
Oh, 0-2, you know, you just need to get a ball in play. Nope. I'm fucking trying to put this one out still.
No, I think if he was a righty, you wouldn't love it as much. It looks better as a lefty.
The lefty swing. Yeah. Oh, the lefty miss swing.
Yeah, that lefty hard hack on 0-2 when they should really probably just be protecting just looks better than when a righty does it.
With not a single player like on the left side of the field. It's like, take a little off and you can put a grounder through pretty easily. You're a major league player.
Like, I know you missed the ball by like a foot, but man, that was beautiful. Just keep it up, kid. Keep it up. All right. What should we do? Should we do lines or list or trivia? I'm going to let you guys make the call.
I'll jump to lines. We're pretty short again this week.
Okay.
Bye. So we'll knock this out quick.
And so I picked, I remember picking Texas to win, but I didn't actually pick them to win, but I said I thought they would win, but I still got them because of the spread though, right?
Oh yeah, they were getting 10.5.
I was happy with that. Okay.
All right, so we have, you guys are now currently tied for the lead. But I
don't call it a comeback.
I won the week though.
Okay, I had so you, four. You need we. Someone needs to actually post.
Post them on Twitter.
If the listeners really want to know, they could go back and
no,
listen.
No, I don't even know.
You don't even know.
We need to know.
Well,
Ski's just like making up these numbers.
I know.
By the way, I won the week. I now lead.
I'm six back. You think I'd be punching the numbers and being six back? So I had four. Brock had three. King, you had two last week.
I had a bad week.
So it was a rough week.
Because, like I said, I have this theory that when a player gets murdered, your team loses. Apparently, that theory didn't work.
Because they murder US. And I had the opposite theory, if I remember correctly.
Home of a famous murderer, actually.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So we'll start off with the first game is Arizona at Colorado. Colorado, 6.5-point favorite.
I would have gone Arizona if McLeod was in there because I actually think Colorado is a worse team.
Yes.
If that little jitterbug is out there making stupid plays, but he's out. So Colorado.
It's very, very tough to pick Arizona. Like, cause 6.5, I mean, if you're picking Arizona, you might as well be saying that they're going to win the game, and picking Arizona to win a game is stupid. Like I don't consider myself stupid. But
well, I'll put it this way: the
my gut wants to go with Arizona, but my brain is telling me Colorado. So I'm going to go with Colorado.
I'm taking Colorado as well. But here's a little indicator: the over/under for the game is 46 points. That is very that is low for a college football game.
Chance they get to that number.
They do not hit that. I
know.
Bet the under. God. Oh my god.
All right.
The easiest bet ever. Jesus.
Next game, Stanford going to the Palouse.
Stanford,
only 1.5 favorite.
Well, you're
giving me the Cardinal.
Your Cougs won last week, King.
Yeah.
That was a good pick by you.
Yeah, well, you know.
OSU with that time-honored Pac-12 tradition of shitting
absolutely.
The bed
absolutely.
You establish yourself as the dominant force in a division. Yeah.
I just had to take that religious exemption last week. That's why I picked the Cougs.
Yeah. All right. I'm taking the Cougs again. Ride the Coug train. Stanford looked really bad, like we kind of thought last week. So I'm going to go again that they're just a bad team.
They're both bad. Everybody's bad.
Yes.
I have Stanford.
And you're sticking with Stanford, King?
Stanford!
What? All right, now.
Just as an aside, did you guys see how many times Stanford punted from ASU's 35 to 38 last week?
It was like three times or
like four times they punted. And like one of them was when they were down by like 10 and they're like, fuck it.
Down two scores. Yeah.
Punt, fourth quarter punt.
Could a team have less confidence in their offense?
And that's a guy, David Shaw, if you didn't see the numbers today, is making like $9.5 million to punt.
Top 10
the 36 yard line four times a game.
Top 10 paid coach in college football.
Top four.
Was he four?
I think it was like Saban. It was Saban, someone else, and Shaw. Shaw's getting more than Dabo, who was four.
Jimbo maybe in the top three.
Maybe it was Jimbo. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Well, you can't throw jump balls from the 35. So
no.
You can't throw those five yard jump balls from the 35 yard line. You can't do it.
You gotta punt. All right, half, baby.
You gotta punt.
Next game, we got Kings Bruins traveling to UW. Huskies, the 1.5-point favorite.
Oh, lock up the Bruins.
How?
They're just
going. What
they're
am
just
I missing?
Gonna, What, with the point spread?
So DTR was like shaken up last week, but
he stinks anyway.
He stinks anyway. Yes.
Yeah. So. But Washington stinks.
Yeah, I don't get this line. Like, I think UW's run defense is like 97th in the nation, and UCLA's run offense is like top 15.
Well, they do.
They're just gonna run it. Charbonnet and Britton Brown. They're gonna run for like probably 280. Throw for like 150. You tell me. You've watched Washington. If a team runs for 280 and throws for 140, is Washington winning?
Negative.
No, negative. Lock up the Bruins.
I'm picking the Bruins.
Yeah, we're so all the same. Yeah.
I don't understand this line. Like, I saw this.
It
doesn't make sense at all.
No. All right. And then ASU at Utah. Utah, point and a half favorite.
Well, like we said, ASU established themselves as the Pac-12 favorite. And so they are going to lose this week. Utah.
I'm just going to pick ASU because I hate the state of Utah. I have no football reason to do it.
Mm-mm. I'm taking ASU too because, whatever reason.
You absolutely should take ASU. Like, they're way better than Utah, but it's
ASU.
It's a trend for a reason, guys.
Oh, Max Scherzer!
Yeah.
Max Scherzer's coming in.
Scherzer coming in this show.
Scherzer.
All right, and then our throw-in game this week. We got that mighty Wildcats of Kentucky traveling to Georgia. And Georgia is 21.5 point favorites.
Georgia. Barely. Yeah. But yes.
I also have Georgia. Like Georgia
team in the country, right?
Georgia is killing people. Like, they are Chip Kelly era killing people. Like, no mercy whatsoever. They're running up the score on people right now. And like they're better than Bama. Like, they're obviously Bama.
Best team in the country.
Obviously, Bama just lost, so that helps. But yeah, like, very clearly the best team in the country. Yeah.
And as you say that, I'm taking Kentucky in the 21.5.
I assume that's why you picked this game, is because you wanted to pick Kentucky.
They're due for a look ahead, letdown, whatever you want to say. They're due for a week where they only win by 3 touchdowns instead of over 3 touchdowns. So
I love that that's your barometer.
They're only going
to win by 3 scores.
All right,
watch Scherzer come in and throw heat right down the middle and just get the ball destroyed.
Good. And then last game, Cal at the Ducks, 13.5 for the Ducks.
I'm going to pick the Ducks to win by like 17 in a game that no one is satisfied by, but they'll cover.
If this game was in Cal.
Oh, I wouldn't pick. I think the Ducks would win, but they ain't covering. Shit.
So, and for that reason, I'm taking the Ducks as well.
Historically, Oregon struggles at Cal.
Yes.
And,
there's an error.
So I hear you. I am also picking Oregon. My prediction is that Thompson comes in for Brown in the second half. That is my prediction.
And gets the cover.
You're goddamn right. Right. Saves everybody's asses with the cover. All right. So you're going to post those on Twitter this week. Thanks, Ski. Appreciate it. Heard it here. All right. What's our list? Whose idea was it? Was it King?
King.
What's our list?
Oh, well, because the Ducks are playing the California Golden Bears. This week's list is your top 3 Bears.
Top 3 Bears. You want to start?
Sure. My number 3 Bear is just the cuddly, not harmful at all. Just here to eat some blackberries, some little raspberries. The black bear.
He's just a little guy.
Little tyke.
Look, I just pawing at some berries.
Likes climbing trees and
He does.
I hurt you.
He's a cute little bear, guys. Just a bear.
Just a little bear.
Just a bear. A cute little bear.
All right. Well, I'm going to follow King, and I'm going to say My number three favorite bear is the Sun Bear.
Ooh, nice. By the way,
nice golden fur.
Very surprised you guys are going with actual bears to start off. That is surprising to me. All right. Well, I actually don't have any actual bears on my list. So this is going to be awkward. My number three bear. Oh, you know, this might be an actual bear. Smokey Bear. He prevents forest fires. He's voiced by Sam Elliott.
Can you do a Smokey Bear voice?
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Ski, you're next.
See, I think Smokey Bear is a fucking fraud.
No, your Smokey Bear voice. I need to hear it.
All right. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's pretty good. Nice work. I know. I like, it's totally one of those deals where you asked us because you wanted to do yours, but I get that. It's really good. Nice job. So, okay. No, go. Why is Smokey the Bear a fraud?
Yes, shit. How many do you not see our state on fire?
Oh, no, he's not out here preventing anything. He's inspiring us to prevent wildfires. Well, aren't you listening? Only we can prevent wildfires, not him. Right. Listen, only you guys, because he's not taking responsibility.
Well, he's got to step his game up on getting these fuckers to stop burning areas down. He's got to go to Angry Bear and start mauling motherfuckers.
So are you going to attack Woodsy Owl next? Because some people don't give a hoot and still pollute. Like, come on, man.
Hey.
Yeah, you think that's his fault?
Sometimes you can't be so passive. You got to be aggressive.
I think it's his fault.
You ever seen a picture of Woodsy Owl? No. Woodsy Owl came at people. Yeah. He would change the world.
Exactly.
Pecking out eyeballs. It's not Woodsy Owl's fault. You crumple up burger wrappers and throw them out of your car, Windowski. That's on you,
brother.
Oh, sure. Little back door nasty. Oh,
Shearzer. All right, what's your deuce?
My number two bear is dancingbear.com. Look it up, kids.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Dancingbear.com.
Ski, I saw a look in your face like you don't know what that is.
I do.
Okay.
Millions of kids.
All right. Yeah. That's kind of old school, man.
I actually was kind of hoping I would catch one of you. We're like, what is that? And look it up and see your face.
I thought you did. Actually.
Didn't work. Yeah. I guess you guys are deviants.
Well, somebody, by the way, if you're listening at work, don't look it up now. Save it. By the way, that's old school, man. I don't think that's been around for a while. I don't really know. Yeah. I don't know either. I don't know.
It's just a website of cute bears dancing.
Why would I know? Yeah.
On
yeah.
tricycles.
Yeah. is it me? Yeah, it's me. Is it you?
I'm watching the baseball game. You can go.
Okay. My number two is Fozzie Bear. Muppet.
Waka waka.
Yeah.
Hi, Kermit. Waka waka.
Can we say, did Avril steal Fozzie's flow, which is like the tie dangling so loosely?
Yeah, like a t-shirt and a tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Wow, ooh. That is really, really well done, Ski.
He was a bear and she was a girl. Could she make it any more obvious?
And the fucking Dodgers. I hate them. But all right.
Dodgers win?
My number. Yeah.
The Dodgers win.
My number two favorite bear.
I love LA.
Is Ted. He was a masshole, drug smoking bear.
Anytime you can get a stuffed bear that humps things, yeah, it's pretty good. First movie was funny. I didn't see the second one.
First one was entertaining. So I don't think the second one was very good.
Okay, was it bad? Okay. Yeah, it's one of those deals where it's like, I got all I'm going to get out of this after that first one. So I don't really feel the need for the second. All right, what's your one, King?
My number one bear is Chris, the Bear, Felica.
I don't know who that is.
Do you guys watch College Game Day?
Uh-uh.
No. Okay.
Seriously? You guys don't know who the Bear is?
Is this like a betting thing?
He's on College Game Day and does a podcast with Stanford Steve that is advertised like every night on SVP. So I feel like you guys are in the minority there.
Don't watch Sports Center either.
Yeah, I don't have cable, so I'm not watching ESPN very often.
Woof. Woof.
The only time I watch Sports Center is when the person who's streaming a sporting event that was on ESPN just leaves it streaming. Then Sports Center's on right after. It's pretty fun, though, for someone who doesn't get to watch it very often. It's like, oh, yeah, this is what it was like when people watch television. Is it me?
Yeah, go for it.
My number one. Also, the number one bear celebrity on IMDb.com, Robert Kirkman.
Boing.
The creator, writer of The Walking Dead. He was listed IMDb's number one bear. So he is my number one bear, Robert Kirk. And if you've seen him before, you will agree. He fits in that category.
All right. So my number one favorite bear is Melon Bear. Melon Bear is the Japanese mascot for the city of Yubari City.
What the fuck? Now,
everyone just needs to go see a picture of Melon Bear, and then that's all you need to know about Melon Bear. Oh, and that he eats other Japanese mascots.
Oh, of course.
So, yes. The real number one bear.